hour number two of 3 hours. And this hour, we're definitely, we've got that crystal ball up and we're taking a look at the future. Emily Haven with us to talk about social media. Gary Baker, Ed Rudell, Kel Carson, and Harry Arnold is with us in studio. And Harry, thank you again for being with us as our co-host. I kind of see you as somebody who is with your drones. You've kind of rolled up your sleeve and you're already at the future.
Yeah, that's a mixed blessing, but yeah, I'm sitting out here on the limb called future. Yes, sir, that's me.
We're going to be talking about some of your exploits and what you're doing with your drones. But as some, I just thought it was kind of interesting to have you in today because, as I said, in some ways we talk about, Gary, you had to think about the drones and your predictions for this year, that there would be regulations that would finally come down about how to fly them and where to fly them. But you've already been, Harry, out there very legally doing a whole lot of stuff with your drones, haven't you?
Well, yes, and as I was just saying during the break, you really just have to make sure to respect, first of all, people's privacy, their property. When I got into the business, I was flying over private property with the owner's permission to document something that they wanted me to document.
Gotcha.
And that's much different than using it salaciously.
Yeah, yeah, where you're
like
sneaking in, doing something with the information you're getting.
Yes, because, you know, just because we're waiting for, quote, drone laws, unquote, doesn't mean that there aren't already laws about privacy.
Absolutely.
And endangering public welfare and other things like that that you can run afoul of if you just operate without using common sense.
Common sense, I love that. One key factor in all things things, isn't it, guys?
No kidding. And, you know, the drones can be flown inside and outside. My son flies his around the house, and it'll come around the corner, and and he comes right up to me and looks me right in the eye, and then he backs it up and then flies it off into a different room. And, you know, people really know how to fly these drones, and especially kids that have played video games for so long. I mean, he picked it up so quickly, and I still can't, you know, keep it hovering, you know, without it drifting one side or the other.
He lives, I think he lives in the future, as kids do. They live in the future. Yeah.
So how do you do this on a more commercial basis?
Well, pretty much just offer my services. There's a lot of traditional industries that have used aerial photography and video, like construction, demolition, things like that. And so they were a natural for approaching with a drone where you could do the aerial imagery at a fraction of the cost of what they would charge.
With helicopters, for instance, in the past.
Sure.
Yes.
Immensely. And I've seen so many of the videos. They're really stable. I mean, people know how to fly these.
Oh, yeah.
You've got a story to tell about the fires and about learning some things about how to cover fires in just a minute. I want to bring Mike Amon on. Mike, welcome to the Internet Advisor. Mike is the CEO out at San Joaquin Partnership out in Silicon Valley. And he is our guru, our swami we bring in here at the beginning of the year to talk. Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Happy New Year to everyone.
Hey, Happy New Year. You've been listening in, I'm sure, to this conversation about drones. I know. Does that figure into some of the things that you will see coming up in 2015?
Oh, absolutely. From a real estate, a commercial real estate standpoint, almost all the major companies have a drone, but what we're seeing in addition to the footage is the simulation. So, for example, if you had a big warehouse and you had different schemes for stacking different types of products, you can simulate that along with the aerial footage. And I know one company who has actually leased a facility without the customer actually physically coming to the site.
Huh?
Yes.
I see, because of what they could simulate.
That's right.
Oh,
so
wow.
They can see the whole building with the drone aerial footage. And then on top of that, you can take three-dimensional drawings. It could even be a building that is in a CAD program, and you can simulate the building of that in a
incredible
site. And they have to when they do this, they have to make sure that you understand that the building's not really there.
Wow, it's so incredible, Harry. We were talking about the payloads that drones. Harry Arnold, by the way, is the head of the Detroit Drone Company. We're talking about the payloads they can carry, and it's not just like packages, but it's that information content that they can bring back.
Oh, yes. It's very flexible as far as payload. You just pretty much have a weight limit and if there's power consumption. But I did want to comment on the video that you your guest was talking about as far as what we used to call it in the old 3D days was visualizations. The Denver RTA system center that was built for $200 million, one of the financial companies that was responsible for raising the funds to get that built, they actually spent $100,000 or so on a mixed media project where they used drone video, 3D models of the to-be-built transportation
right.
hub, and that's what you call a visualization. And when you go in and you pitch your project and you show
yeah.
the overhead view and the traffic patterns.
I love it.
You know, somebody getting ready to write a check would say, oh, hey, they've got it all figured out. It's,
right. it's you have to assure them, as Mike said, that it's not real.
yeah, right. So Harry, right. we had a few months ago, or a month and a half ago, we had a company in called Lunatic. And,
oh, yeah, Lunatic.
That was right. Doug Willett. And they had a partnership going with Google, the Small Business Association of Michigan, and Lunatic, and they had a big meeting over in Grand Rapids where they were actually flying drones outside. They've been doing that for a while to help do a lot of the mapping and whatnot, flying drones down the street and above the homes and buildings, but also he was talking about inside
right.
and being able to do that. Is that the kind of thing that you're talking about? You do that mapping first with a drone and then do some simulation? How does that work?
Well, you can do it in any kind of approach. It's as varied as videos can be. I mean, you can do indoor flight. You can do composite where you're shooting something that's already there and animating over it or changing it or evolving
right,
it
right,
with
right.
whatever the money will be.
So this is so this is so cool. And Mike, this is what you're talking about, is the ability to do this allows you, as you said, somebody could write a check for a project without it existing in real time.
And I wanted to add in a very valuable use. As you know, a lot of Detroit is being reclaimed or reinvested in.
Yes.
As a person looks at a building and takes a photograph of a building, say a factory building on the west side, you don't know if that building is worth $5,000 or $500,000 until you examine the roof of the building. Because a lot of these buildings, you would gasp if you saw the roof. Because in some cases, it's completely open, which
yeah.
means you have water damage and mold
yep.
damage.
Yep.
And you can't price or appraise a large building
right.
without looking at the roof. And then as an investor, what do? Fly in and climb a ladder? I mean,
exactly. Or as we said before, the helicopter technology, which is terribly, terribly expensive. Hey, Mike, can you hang on?
Sure.
Because I want to hear more of some of the things that you are looking at in 2015. Mike Amon, by the way, is president and CEO of the San Joaquin Partnership. And Mike, you're out there in Silicon Valley in California developing business opportunities and promoting the area out there. Am I right?
You're right.
The pinnacle of technology, I imagine.
We call it Greater Silicon Valley.
Greater Silicon Valley. Can anyone imagine anything greater than Silicon Valley?
And I was curious because Detroit Drone, right here in Detroit, Harry, what are some of the other uses that your customers come to you for?
Well, that's one of my favorite things about what I do. It's so interesting because every day there'll be something new. I did a neighborhood study for Hiller's Market in South Lyon, shooting around their store. They're leasing some of the buildings in their property, and they wanted something to show people the area.
Well, and you did. I've got to get back to it. I've seen some video of what you've done with the Detroit Fire Department that I think is really, really important. It's also part of this as well. Okay, Mike Amon, you hold on out there in California, and Harry Arnold, thank you for being in here from Detroit. Drone. We also have Gary Baker, Ed Riddell, and Cal Carson, and myself, Foster Brown. This is just the middle of our program, our 3-hour special. We'll be back to talk more about drones and the future.